Jerry Bader Show, 1025. Love this story. Straight people in gay bars. Madison establishments must decide how inclusive they want to be. The name of the gay bar is Plan B. They have a ladies' night. Co-owner Rico Sabatini is proud that the Williamson Street Bar brings in diverse crowds, but he and business partner Corey Greason also want to ensure that Plan B retains its image as a gay establishment. That's why they've put a rainbow flag outside. After Plan B opened in 2009, the first wave of heterosexual women to patronize the bar presented a challenge. What follows straight women are straight men, you think? Sabatini says. There were instances where women and the LGBT community didn't feel like it was their venue or that they were safe. If people didn't feel safe being themselves, that's a problem. Other gay bars in Madison have faced the same sort of identity crisis. Should they embrace straight people? I assume that's metaphorically speaking. In the name of fostering an attitude of tolerance toward the LGBT community? Or should they remain more insular? Wouldn't that be discriminating? Offering a place where patrons can be sure they're among friends. Hell, here comes the straight people. There goes the neighborhood. Just like that. I mean, hey, that guy's kissing a woman over there. Did you see that? What the hell? Don't they know this is our place? How's that for the shoe being on the other foot, huh? Huh? Remember Bob Geldof. If you do, you're better than most. Bob Geldof, known, I guess I would say, secondarily for the Boomtown Rats, probably better famous for organizing Live Aid African Relief in 1985. Bob Geldof has weighed in on climate change. Remember last week we had the story of Al Gore saying that humanity wouldn't last another 100 years. Another 100 years because of global warming. Apparently Al was being optimistic. Bob Geldof says we're all going to be dead by 2030. And if a Boomtown Rat says it, by God, it's true. Sir Bob, 61, based his miserable prediction on the effects of climate change. The world can decide in a fit of madness to kill itself, he told a group of youngsters at a summit in Johannesburg, South Africa. We may not get to 2030. We need to address the problem of climate change urgently. Well, problem, Bob, is the same phonies that say that the world is ending also say that we're so far gone we can't reverse it. If we went back to horse and buggies tomorrow, Bob, it would barely diminish the amount of carbon dioxide in the air. And, Bob, there has not been global warming in 15 years. By the way, I remember Mike McFeely of KFGO debating him on Friday said he was not aware that global warming hasn't happened in 15 years. I sent him a bunch of news stories. I said, really? You didn't know this? Still awaiting a reply. Did you see the story of the 9-year-old kid that was able to sneak onto a plane in Minneapolis? Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport? And TSA was not us. I mean, this is all on the airline. Apparently, he pretended to be with a family. An amazing story. Post 9/11, all of these years, all these regulations, me taking off my shoes, all of this. And a 9-year-old kid can still sneak on a plane. Now, granted, he sounds like a smart kid, but still. Speaking of smart, the story has nothing to do with smart. You know, animal activists on occasion release animals into the wild. 2,000 mink were released from a mink farm near New Holstein. Guess one of the first places they were spotted? On the local highway. Really? Yes, they cannot survive in the wild you lead them to a more painful death than any they would have known in captivity, you morons. It's 10:30.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.